The penultimate radio obituary is for Bette Davis, the American singer, songwriter, and model best known for her controversial, sexually oriented lyrics and performance style, and for being the second wife of trumpeter Miles Davis. She wrote one of her first songs at 12 years old, titled, I'm Going to Bake That Cake of Love. She decided to pursue a career in show business after watching her father dance like Elvis Presley. She moved to New York City at the age of 16, where she soaked up the Greenwich Village culture and folk music of the early 1960s. She also worked as a model, appearing in photo spreads in 17, Ebony, and Glamour. It was in New York that she met Jimi Hendrix and Sly Stone, as well as Lou Courtney, who reputedly produced her first single, The Cellar, although the existence of that record has been questioned. Bette Davis just passed away at 77. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Stepping high in an I. Miller shoe. Black Diamond Queen, I'm losing.
don't wanna love you, 'cause I know what you do to my heart. You'll scorch it just like hot iron, wow. Leave me burning alone in the dark, 'cause I know you could make me suffer. I know you could drive me mad. I know you'd just take me in a circle. When it got real, I know you'd disappear. That's why I ain't gonna love you.
No, 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 no.
Don't you call on no tramp.
And that wraps up the penultimate radio obituary for Bette Davis, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We still have the ultimate radio obituary ahead to wrap up the program, but I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, especially everybody over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'm sure we all had a lovely time. I hope you hang out with us over there all week long, where it will be just as silly as it was tonight, although with fewer record labels would be my guess. But then we'll be back here next Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So let's get on to the ultimate radio obituary for Mickey Bass, the American bassist, composer, arranger, and music educator. He played with Chico Freeman, John Hicks, and many others. He was a Pittsburgh bass player who played with hard bop band leaders and combos starting back in the 1960s, though he did not often record as a band leader. He played and recorded with Sonny Rollins, Bernie Green, and Charles Mingus. He just passed away at 78. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Mickey Bass, and the final tune of tonight's program, right here on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Walking shoes, leave before the band gets hot. I'm a poor imitation of God. 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 I do better on my own. Like a sick dog, like a sick dog.
I'm a poor imitation of God. I'm a poor imitation of God. cheats itself. There's nothing left to put on the shelf. I miss her way. I miss the way she moves me. I miss her way. I miss the way she moves me. Is there more to give? How do I keep her living? Away. I miss the way she moves me. I miss her way. I miss the way she moves me. She moves me.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me
shocking. The people on the street, I took a chance and now it's free. It's quite shocking when you make a deal. I'm gonna get out of this town. I'm gonna get out of this town.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 9.